How's the royal family? I pray that everyone is doing well. Well, my royal family, I have redirect y'all just to be on the safe side. Like I said, come over here to Anchor and we could listen to that last window of what they were trying to cut us off when Farrakhan was speaking about coronavirus and in regards of his wife, Khadija, being sick when they had arrived to Arizona. So let's listen to this segment and do it right now. Here we go.
Hey, by those who love you, but their love is not deep enough. Take the jab. Take the shot. And our wonderful president is the chief inviter to death for you. His voice got soft. Take the shot. Take the shot. I mean, old Biden laid it out there. Then he got mad. Y'all interfering with us with that negative talk. They took me off of all my platforms. They said I was saying bad things by defending my position against inoculation. Is Brother Ben here? Brother Ben. Now, Ben got a heck of a program. A lot of people listening to Brother Ben. And Ben tells them about the minister. Is Riza Islam here? Ah, Riza. Boy, you're lighting them up. I guess Renz is so tough out there, he's on that bad nigga list. How dare you stop these people from getting a jab? The Nation of Islam is on the opposite side of the government of the United States of America. And I went to the Alhambra to have a dinner for most of you today. Alhambra is a beautiful restaurant. The whole restaurant. Nice vegetarian dish. Those who love lamb, those who love chicken, those who don't love none of that, but love good what? I mean, guess who showed up? The police and the city administration. I heard they told them we carry guns. I don't know the truth of that. I just heard it. But we bought the restaurant out, and there is a provision for those who have religious exemption, that we would have the whole place. We put down a lot of thousands of dollars so that we could eat together as brothers and sisters, and I might be able to come among you and tell you I love you, and then I got to get ready. My time has come. Not my time to die. Yes, sir. Thank you. I like that. Yes, sir. Happy Savior's Day. Look, okay, but we're at it now. The vaccine has divided families. Those who took it and those who don't. Then the media comes out saying, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And these people that will not be vaccinated, they are the ones that keep us from achieving herd immunity. And along came the Amish. The Amish people didn't take no shot. They caught COVID and they beat it. And they beat it and have achieved herd immunity among themselves. Oh, I'm so glad to see you all so close to each other. Wait, let me say this. I'm going to ask Allah right now. Dear Allah, these are your people. They came to hear your servant. A pathogen is not too small to escape your power. I'm asking that you keep those who came this day listening for a swan song from your servant from becoming sick because of their visit. But if you do get sick, you call us. We got the therapy. Look. Thank you, Brother Risen. Thank you, Brother Ben. Keep up the good works. Where's Brother Wesley? Where? Oh, there he is. Brother, that thing, they're killing us by zip code. Have you noticed our brother dying, no might? All you have to do is tell them your zip code. What does that got to do with you getting some help? It zeroes in to what your community is, who you are. I got some brothers in here that take the flu shot. I never took it. But they go in a neighborhood where white folks and Jewish people get the shot. And so far they ain't sick yet. Now, beloved, here we are at the end. We all, and in the house in Phoenix, we all caught the virus. Mother Khadija was sick on the plane. We had our mask on, but all of a sudden she was getting sick. By the time we got to Phoenix, she was sick. We took the test. She tested positive. My daughter was there, came out there, I should say. And she knew the treatment, monoclonal antibodies. She had just finished helping her mother-in-law survive with that. So she came out, Mother Khadija got the monoclonal. Then I came down after all these years. I was trying to be nice. Then I got it. Everybody in the house got it. The cooks got it, so they stopped cooking. Let me get the hell out of here, man. Next thing I knew, they had it. And guess what? We were trying out monoclonal, ivermectin, and other therapies. Only one person went in the hospital. So if you think that by our being unvaccinated, we're prone to hospital time, wrong. We have survived. I want to thank Dr. Safiya Shabazz. I want to thank Dr. Danita. I want to thank all of those who are helping us to survive. Now, we made it. I mean, Khadija took that shot. I mean, not the shot, but she got a needle to get the monoclonal antibodies in her. Then I came down with it. I got the monoclonal. But I had, you know, my pills to the side in case I didn't get over it with the monoclonal. Man, I got over it so fast, scared me. So, Sister Captain Naima has a book that the MGT is putting out, and they give it away free, but it's got all the information in it. If you want to survive this, you don't have to take a shot. Well, now we're persona non grata. Have you got your shot? People tell you quickly, well, you can't come to this party or this gathering. You haven't been shot. All right, the last thing I'm going to say. I don't want us to get weak. Because the propaganda is so strong, it'll make you think if you don't have the shot, you did something wrong. No. Look at Kyrie Irving.
All right. I'm going to stop it right there, my royal family. I know I backtracked just a bit, but I wanted y'all to get the body because I know there was a portion that y'all had already heard, but isn't it ironic, my royal family, just when he started talking about, when he got talking about on a serious level, him and his wife getting coronavirus, how they shut it down. I'm telling you, my royal family, they were quite determined, and we were quite determined. And the message that I received from the Honorable Louis, Minister Louis Farrakhan, is to continue to demonstrate your faith, which I always talk about, and standing firm on your position. Now, what I wanted to add also to this was that he had touched upon the internal issues with Elijah Muhammad. And I could tell he was being coded, but basically what he was saying was, when he found out through Malcolm X about his domestic life, and that has been thoroughly exposed, and I think some of it was exaggerated, some of it, because the ultimate goal was to tear down the nation, and it didn't, they wasn't successful, is that, I'll start with myself. Some people say I'm an influencer. I don't look at myself like that. I'm learning, and I'm very humble. Is that I can let you down over here. You may find out something about me that you don't agree with, but I know I possess, and I continue to grow in the possession of this. I have wisdom, like many in the royal family. And so you may see a person that are very gifted in one area and very flawed in another area. And so how I look at that is Farrakhan wasn't happy with it. I think him and Elijah Muhammad may have talked about it, but Farrakhan said, you know what, I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to receive the teachings. And he standed very firm on his position, agree or disagree. And I hate when people say they are overly bored, talk about how much they disagree with him. I've talked about that, but I keep it at a very minimal. I fully support Farrakhan. And so we've seen the determination of the enemy, but it didn't work. It's not working even now as I speak. So we all get something different from the message. So I'm not trying to sway anyone. I'm just talking about my individual self. And so I'm going to try my best to start putting more anchors out. I haven't been doing it in a while because I'm free here to really go in any direction that I want and everything. But you know how they're very fragile over on YouTube. So I pray that y'all are happy with what y'all have received over here on Anchor. So, as always, my royal family, render your voice with your beautiful divine words. And as always, my royal family, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your support. And with that said, Ashe.